put out the light and don't cease to have it. Don't put off the light of the word of God, the praise of the living God. Don't put out that light. Light of the word of God. Fire of the word of God. Welcome back. Welcome back, your brethren. Hear them welcome back from praise of the Lord. The way we study things of the heaven of praise and worship of God. The second created heaven is the realm above. Where we find four living creatures, stowal of spirits of creations, those which were given and those given bodies in different seasons, in different generations, with an intention to show the praise of God. When you speak Isaiah 43,
that
the people I found for myself to show my praise. Yes. You look to your brother and tell them, welcome back. Welcome back. They will come them back again. Look to your forehead, see whether they have sweated. Have they sweated?
Yes, I'm good.
They have cleansed themselves.
Everyone
who cleans themselves, you see them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
begin to prepare your book where you are going to write. The book where you write God is mega last agenda on the earth. That's what you prepare. Proof that your pen writes very well. Proof that you have a Bible. And the Bible has the Old and the New Testaments. Proof that all papers they are within it. All the verses are in there. There are no paper which is missing in that Bible. You having a problem, a Bible with a problem like that, meet the bishops to help you put back those papers which are removed.
Then
to check, prove whether your Bible is a rightful Bible. Because these days we have many fake versions. Have you checked very well? Check the neighbor's Bible, they may be not checked well. Perhaps they hearken to it. You know, I inherited it. When a Papa Moses, I don't put back. Now, the inheritance, you've wasted it. It's not bad to inherit a Bible. It's missing some papers. Inheritance which is half.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Was a neighbor.
You ask the neighbor, the books of the Holy Spirit, have you prepared them? Tell them it is you yourself, the inner man, the spirit. Are you here? Ask them whether they are here.
All the
places they have meandered in the thoughts and imaginations.
Read
the Psalms 23 verse 1 and below. That the Lord restore their soul
and
bring them on the pasture and the water flow that of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
akugambye wali.
They told you they're here.
Ato mutima.
What about the heart?
Gulinaje guzungideko.
Is it having places it's meander to?
It
thinks of troubles. Tell them you've sat in the counsel of God's words. There are things he's taking counsel for you to give you a better end
than
the beginning of your life, how it's been. Yes. Give them Jeremiah 29, verse 10 to 12. That when we shall seek him, and we see him,
we'll
be searching with all our hearts, he'll give us a better end than our beginning. Yes. Have they restored their soul? You ask them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is their
mind right here? Those are books of the Holy Spirit.
They
are elsewhere where their minds are.
But this
is according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. You have to become an epistle. That's minister. That he ministers through.
So
those ministers on the pulpit, they minister through. The Spirit is going to be right that you become that epistle. And when we speak, people just read and know. Those who teach them how they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Are they all here? You ask them, are you here? Are they here? Ask them, we go to which part? Which part of the book of God is mega last agenda on the earth? They say part what? Perhaps they didn't follow and they were not writing well. They last wrote which part? Did they write the date? There are those who don't include the part. They don't write the date. They don't include the part. Even the head, at times they don't write it well. You have to write the date. Write the part 34. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. Yes. The heading is still moving on.
Ne family musanvu ezomwezi emunyenye.
With the seven families of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Even seven families of animals come from four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. Yes. Means you write the date. You write part 34. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Yes,
in Africa, Uganda. Yes.
Or
call it the book. About full knowledge of God international ministries. And God's worldwide call,
based
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right then, you'll be a good scribe.
Yes.
Yes. You know, all you hear in our generations, on these foundations which are the initial ones, all of you, you are scribes. I will tell you who is a scribe. Not everyone holds a pen and a book, but the scribe who can write things which others understand. when they have just read and they understand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They have to be prepared on that level because you have many things to write. In God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God again to move rich unto you. Part 34 in the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth, or call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We still move on with NBs. To mean words to put on special attention. And they are meaningful and they are a key in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. And we still move on with NB number 8. The way God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey from the year 2005 up to 2011.
The
series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotas,
or you call it teleportation,
Samim,
Thamim,
Awamone Yurim,
and the Urim, the spiritual transports. Those we read of in Numbers chapter 12, verse
6,
even Job chapter 20,
and
the verse
8.
We still move on. We see summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
we began right from this planet Earth. Began from this planet Earth. Spoken of most in Proverbs 8. Verse 31. Yes.
When
we ascended, passed through the northern door of the last created heaven. The fourth heaven at creation. The blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. Spoken most in Genesis 1, chapter 8, verse 8. Yes. We reached into the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, where we saw very many things. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22-23, and we moved past the northern door of the first created heaven, the rim above, and we reached into the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find the four living creatures,
tower
of spirits of our creations, those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons. As we read of that heaven in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse
1
to enter to verse
6,
we've seen much in the second created heaven, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Until we began to see
Family omusanvu ezaba malaika.
Seven families of the angels.
Ne family omusanvu ezaba na baba.
And seven families of mankind.
Okuva mitwe eneje abantu.
Right from the foreheads of a man.
Ejiri kubira mwebina.
Those on the four living creatures.
Muguru eriyo kubiri.
In the second heaven.
Kitundu cha waguru.
In the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
when we first listed seven families of angels, as we read Ephesians 3:14-15, that all families of heavens and earth, from the Father they are named. Yes, we were able to read seven families of angels. Spoken Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Where there is family of angels Michael, those who fight wars.
Where
there is family angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God.
Where
there is family of angels Raphael, of times and seasons, measurements and scales.
Where
there is family or angels Abaddon of the chains, with the key of bottomless pit, those who work on death and hell. And we saw family of angel Ariel, of rainfall, the oceans, and the creations. We saw family of angels Kamuel of fire, those responsible of the fire on the golden altar of God. Ended with seventh family of angels, family of angels Jophire, those of the seal of God, those who seal all the children of God, who hear and they believe and they put in action the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we read of them, Revelation chapter 7, verse
1-3.
There are many things we studied on seven families of angels. And their spirits come from the foreheads of a man found on the four living creatures. And when we finished, we saw seven families of mankind, which come from foreheads of a man, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. When we read most Acts 17, the verse 26, and we went to see that God made from one man many mankind. And he pointed on the times of their habitations, pointed on the bounds of their habitation. And all these took the image of Adam, according to Genesis chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. And these are known according to bounds of their habitation. As we see, the first family of mankind is the family of Africans. Second family of mankind is the family of Asians. Third family of mankind is the family of the Europeans. The fourth family of mankind is the family of North Americans. The fifth family of mankind is the family of the South Americans. The sixth family of mankind is the family of the Australians.
Then
seventh family of mankind is the family of the Antarcticians. And all these are brought with special abilities and responsibilities, even different gifts and callings, as we saw basing in their families. Now all those we are able to see them,
and
it, as we had begun to see seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon, together with the seven families, together with 14 families of the animals, those which come from the four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures, in the second heaven, in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We were able to see straight what concerns seven families of the stars, more than the sun. Where we based most?
Amos
chapter 5 verse 8. And we saw the seven star Orions. And these, each one of them, it takes off a group of the stars. Those put in order just as the angels, because they were created on the same day. According to Job chapter 38, verse 7. And we are able to see, because the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, they were created on the same day with the sons of God, those known as the angels. It caused much. Many times angels to be called a star come from heaven. According to we read Revelation chapter 9 and the verse 1. Connected Revelation chapter 20 and the verse 1. Even Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Now we got to understand that family of the stars,
or
seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon, they are ordered as the seven families of the angels are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We saw
first family of the stars. It represents the angels Michael. And this one, it leads one of the seven stars. Those called the seven star Orions. These, they fight wars. They store the weapons of God. And we saw second family of the stars, which represents angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, led by one of these main star on the seven Orions. Those called seven star Orions. And we saw the third family of the stars. It represents angels Raphael of times and seasons. They are led by the third star on the seven star Orions. And we saw fourth family of the stars,
representing
angels Abaddon. It's led by the fourth star on the seven star Orions. We saw fifth family of the stars,
representing
angel Ariel of rainfall, water, and the creations. They are led by the fifth star on the seven star Orions. We saw the sixth family of stars, the sixth family of the stars, represent angels Kamuel, those of fire, including the sun, those of fire, those who store fire, They are led by that sixth star on the seven star Orions. Those read in Amos chapter 5 verse 8. Then we saw seven family of the stars. Represent angels Jophiel, those of the seal of God. They are led by the seventh star on the seven star Orions. These ones, they are ones who seal the morning and the evening. They are the last stars you see when it's dawning. And when it's getting night, they are ones who first appear. They see the morning and the evening.
Amen.
But we shall keep get details of them the way we are children, we are promised in the Psalms 78 verse 6 up to 8, that there are children who will be born and they know their God and testify of works of his hands as it is today. That we boast delight in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. On this day, we want to move on with 14 families of the animals which come from four heads of the lion, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. Yes. When we speak the rim above,
we
moved from this earth, from the rim below. And we passed the fourth created heaven, the blue heaven, you see, which makes up the rim below. And we enter into the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we pass through. We head on to second created heaven, the rim above, where we find four living creatures. And in this time on, it's where we are seeing
family,
the 14 families of the animals which come from four heads of the lion, those on the four living creatures, in the second heaven at creation, in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as you've come reading in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, spirits of creations, they are gotten from the second created heaven, from the four heads of the living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us read we hear.
Ezekiel chapter 1,
verse 10.
Ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubiriza olwa ddyo, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubiriza olwa kkono, ebyo byonna byalina n'obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. On the four, each one has on itself the head of a lion, to make up four heads of the lion. Even though still, each one has the head of a man, to make the head or the four faces of man. And each one has the head or face of an eagle, to make four heads or the four faces of the eagle. And each has the face of a calf. Has the head or face of a calf. To make four heads or face of the calf. But on this time, we look to four heads or the four faces of the lion. Where came? Family of the stars, the sun, and the moon. Seven family of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And right now, move to see in these same foreheads of the lion. And there come out 14 families of the animals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when we read in Genesis as always, Genesis chapter 1, verse 24, when God speaks that let there be living creatures,
He
has directed that there are spirits of these living creatures which are going to come from the four living creatures. Let us read we hear. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24.
Ente, neche walula, nesolo yensi mongiri yayo.
And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kinds, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kinds. And it was so. Yes. And God said, to bring forth living creatures after their kinds. That is how it was. The body of these living creatures, and it is to come from the ground. But their spirit is to come from heaven, from the four living creatures. Because when you speak Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7,
he
saw the body will come from the dust, and the spirit come from God who gives it. Yes. Let's read, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. The flesh will go back to the dust where it came from. The flesh will go back to the dust where it came from.
And
as it said, the earth bring forth living creatures. It means the earth. It helped on to form bodies of animals. But spirits of animals, they have to come from four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is why it is said, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21, that who knows? Spirit of man that goes upwards, that of the animal goes down to the earth. It's impossible. The body is what goes to the dust. The spirit has to go back to God. Read me that verse, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21. Who knows the spirit of a man that goes upwards and the spirit of the beast that goes downwards to the earth? Yes.
And
the spirit of the animal goes to the dust, it come from there? No. When God moved from animal beasts of the earth, He formed their bodies. But spirits of these beasts came from heaven, from four living creatures. Yes. That's why in Genesis chapter 2 verse 19, God formed animal beasts. Means He formed their bodies. Yes. Let's read, you see.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo y'omunsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera Adamu okulaba bw'anaabiyita. Ti na buli lye yayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu ero lye erinnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them.
Hey.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name.
Yes.
Yes. The Lord God formed bodies. But people have where they come from in heaven. I want to prove you. Let's get back to Acts. In the Acts. Chapter 10, the verse 9. We see spirits of animals where they come from. Yes. Because out of the earth he formed bodies. The earth to bring forth living creatures. To bring their bodies. But spirits come from heaven. From the four living creatures. From the forehead of the lion. Acts chapter 10 from verse 9.
Bwebalinga batambula abo nga banaatera okutuuka ku kibuga, Petero n'alinnya ku nju waggulu okusaba nga mu ssaawa ey'omukaaga.
Acts chapter 10 verse 9. On the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Verse 10.
Narumwe njala nayagala okulya. Newe balinga bajjula omwoyo gwe negukyusibwa.
And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance.
11.
Verse 11.
Nalabe gulunga libikuse. Ekibya nekimukira nga kifaanana n'essuuka ennene.
And so heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, held at the four corners, and let down to the earth. Verse 12.
Omwali ebisolo byonna ebirina amagulu ana, n'ebyewalula ebyensi, n'ennyonyi ez'omubbanga.
In which were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Yes. In there were beasts, the creeping things of the earth. Others said, let the earth bring forth. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 1 verse 24. The earth to bring forth living creatures. Yes. Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. And God formed their bodies from the earth, their spirits. Acts chapter 10 from verse 9 to 12. Spirits of all animals, and they were gotten from heaven, put in their bodies.
Adam,
and he brought them to Adam to see how he will name them.
Adam,
Adam, as he named them, that was their name. In their 14 groups, as we are going to see them.
So singa,
and not us. These researchers of the world named them now. For those they have named them, this fake.
But
as Adam named and God was pleased.
For
as God was pleased, all families of heavens and earth are named. Adam named them the names from God. Yes. You know, you go find one animal. Given funny names to trouble people who study. antelopodia. Instead of say antelope. Now Adam, did they call them those terms antelopodia? And you study many books until you've wearied those your heads.
So
spirits of all animals in their 14 families, they are gotten from four heads of the lion, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation, in the rim above, and they are lower than the same foreheads, those in the wheels of the cherubims in the first created heaven, in the rim above, where they are put on the golden altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims. The angels Raphael of the times and seasons, where they pick these spirits of these creations, and they bring them here, put in the wombs of their mothers, and they are manifested. Those are the works of God. If man refuses to sleep day and night, those which they cannot see, except we be revealed by the Spirit. We who have done what? We've been revealed by the Spirit. You know, don't trouble, disturb yourself.
These
seven families which Adam named, the 14 families, he divided them into two. Yes. Two. The seven families which chew card. Are we together? The seven families which they chew card. They chew card. You know them. It can eat, store what it's eaten. It chews that card back. Yes.
Luminous.
That is your words out there, trouble, those complicated terms. You just say animals. Seven families of animals which chew the cud. You understand that we chew cards,
it's to eat,
and you first store in different stomachs. And you reach a time you breast it, you bring back what you've chewed, you begin to chew it afresh, and you get satisfied of them very well. Even seven families of animals which do not chew cards. That non-luminant animals. Those are yours out there. And they eat and they chew
thorough.
As the swine you chew once and you swallow. It is thrown by a sugar cane. Almost it's broken in pieces. Thoroughly eaten and chewed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ugamenti family omusanvu ezinsoro ezizo obwenkulu.
We say seven families of animals which chew cards. They are those who eat store in different stomachs within them. In the time of resting. And they bring it back to chew it afresh. And they chew thoroughly well. Yes. and seven families of animals which do not chew curd. They eat once and they chew thoroughly. As you see, the pig
yet
chews thoroughly. You give it the sugar cane and it chooses, throws off. It does not joke.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we studying together? Or you are elsewhere? Genesis chapter 7, verse 1 and
2.
We separated them from here. Don't waste time with many other things that those which don't separate their hooves. No. Those are many detailed things. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
Mukama nagamba Nuwa nti yingira gwe n'ennyumba yo yonna mu lyato kubanga nkulabye ng'oli mutuukirivu mu maaso gange mu mirembe gino.
And the Lord said unto Noah, come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Olinyolokubiri.
Verse 2.
Mu buli nsolo ennongoofu twala musanvu musanvu, ensajja n'enkazi yaayo, era ne mu nsolo ezitali nnongoofu bbiri.
Of every clean beast you shall take to you by sevens, and the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Yes. He said these they have called clean, those which chew the cards. Those clean they speak our native language, the language of Egypt. Not ours.
No.
That is the Egyptian language. Sure. But when they speak of the clean, they speak of those which chew cards. They see seven meant to enter the ark. Male with female, male and female, one, male and female, male and female, up to seven. These two they say unclean, as the language of Egypt was. The those which do not chew curd. Male and female, one. Male, female, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That group enter the ark. And their grouping don't exceed that for their ones which entered the ark. Now the other groups, you get them from where? When God took them to Noah, to Adam,
yes,
he took them in seven groups. Those which chew the cards, those which do not chew cards. Adam named them. Those are ones which Noah found. Noah the seventh from Adam. Yes. Now the rest,
they
are yours where you study many books which trouble your heads. Is it not that? But according to language of Egypt, the language of Egypt, in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1-3. Those which chew curd, they are spoken of like this. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, verse 2,
Mugamba abana ba Israeli nti bino bye biramu bye munaalyanga ku nsolo zonna eziri ku nsi.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the animals which you shall eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Verse
3.
Whatsoever parts the hoofs and is cloven footed, and choose the cud among the animals, that shall you eat. Yes. He told them, those which chew the cud, they are ones you eat. There are in seven groups. Those which never chew cards, he told them, do not eat those ones. According to language of Egypt, where I've gotten you from, they are an abomination to you. Yes. Not unto God. Now when we separate them, we separate that these ones chew cards, they are in seven families. These which do not chew cards, those they call not clean, according to language of Egypt, them two are seven families. Leviticus chapter 11, verse
26.
Leviticus chapter 11, verse
26.
The carcasses of every animal which divides the hoof and is not cloven footed, nor chews the cud, are unclean unto you. Everyone that touches them shall be unclean. Yes. But those who never chew cards, they are an abomination, they are unclean. But not unto God. No. For unto God there is nothing he created and is not clean. But the language came from Egypt, where children of Israel lived for a long time. But in nature, there is no animal which is not clean, but just it divided them into groups. Want to eat in groupings of those which card you eat. Want to eat those never chew cards. You eat. Are we together? That's why you see Romans 14 verse 14.
He
said, I've come to understand that nothing is unclean in its nature. Because their bodies came from the earth, the spirits came from heaven.
And
when did they become unclean? Read me Romans. Romans chapter 14, verse 14. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yes. That I know. Romans 14, verse 14. I know. I'm persuaded in the Christ. Nothing unclean in its nature. Except one thing is unclean. It's unclean unto him.
And
the children of Israel, when they reached in Egypt, they found all families of animals, the seven which never chew cards, and they were unclean to the Egyptians. All families of animals which chew cards, and they are ones which were clean to the Egyptians. And they coped that. That's why God has told them, except one who thinks it's unclean, doesn't think it's not clean. It's not clean unto them, but not unto God. Because when he speaks in Exodus, Speak in Exodus chapter 8, verse 25-27. He told them, they are unclean to the Egyptians. Yes. Right in the land of Egypt. Not unto God who created them. For their bodies, He got them from the earth. Their spirits
get
them from four heads of the lion on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation. It's very clear. That's why it was very hard to contend with me concerning these creations. Because I know their origin.
When
I explain in the summary, you don't understand. I go back to origin of creations. The origin of creation.
Sure.
When he created the earth, when did he begin create what is not clean? God, who is perfect in counsel, and mighty at work, made things not clean. Impossible. That's to familiarize him. The gods of Egypt familiarizing God, who never created heaven and the earth, how they take counsel on fullness of the things God created. Get the pig you eat, all which don't chew card you just eat, even those which chew card, as long as you don't eat humans. I speak the body of a man. The rest you eat. Read me in Exodus, we see. Exodus chapter 8, verse 25.
Farao naita Musa na Aroni. Nayogera ati mugende muoye saddaka eri Katonda wammwe mu nsi eno.
And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God in the land.
Abiri mukaga.
Verse 26.
Musa nayogera nti si kirungi okukola bwe kityo. Kubanga tuli wekyo muzizo kyaba Misiri Mukama Katonda waffe. Laba, bwe tuli muwekyo muzizo ekyaba Misiri mu maaso gammwe, tebali tukuba amayinja.
And Moses said, it is not proper so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and they will stone us. Yes.
Yes,
cannot sacrifice from this Egyptian land.
Offered
unto our God an abomination to Egyptians, and they will stone us. God
keep
all the pigs, he loves them. Because sacrifice took them away. Sacrifice offerings didn't love them.
Then
prepared the son Jesus
Christ,
but would have slaughtered pigs for him. Yes. Slaughter the pigs for him.
But
the animals they don't love, like what? Would have slaughtered the dogs.
He
slaughtered there a hyena for him. Yes. Like lions.
Elephants.
Because now we gave up the son. The blood of the son is enough. But that word, that they are an abomination, they are not clean.
It's the
word and the language in Egypt, not of God. That's why we've not told you that seven families of animals which are not clean, seven families of animals which are clean. But we've told you seven families of animals, those which chew cards. Seven families of animals which do not chew cud. There is none which is not clean. After God created all his things and he saw that they are good, he blessed them.
It's
created all of them very well. God, after creating all, after grouping them, This all he had groped. Animals which chew cud and those which never chew. There are seven families. And they are all clean. He blessed them. Genesis 1 verse 31. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31.
Katuna nalaba bulichakoze era laba kirungi nnyo nebubakaungeze nebubencha olorunako olomukaka.
And God saw everything that he had made and behold it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All he made they were good. Animals had already created all.
These
seven families were animals which do not chew cud, and they are good. Seven families were animals which chew cud. Them two are good.
And
told Noah in Genesis, everything with life, it, except the blood of it.
Budi.
Everything.
What did
they say? They're not clean. God
said,
create things not clean. It's not clean unto you. Genesis chapter 9, verse 3.
Budi ekiramu ekitambula kinabanga kyakulya jemuri.
Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, even as the green plants have I given you all things. Verse
4.
But flesh with its life, which is its blood, shall you not eat. Yes. Said everything with life. You eat. Except this flesh you eat, don't eat it with blood. For you will be eating life of the animal. Life that in the blood. When you eat that life, you may end up eating humans. Yes. Eating human bodies. You begin like dancing. So anytime you eat blood, you'll be demanded blood that is more of the animals. Then you become demons. You end up looking for dead bodies. You begin look for human hearts to eat. You see what you've begun again there? But let's first list seven families of animals. Those which chew cud. Yes. Seven families of animals. Those which chew cud. Those called luminant animals. That's how they call them, luminant. The others, they say those clean. But we ordered them on system by which God created them. That these ones, they chew cud. These never chew. That is the system which is the original of the Creator.
So sadly,
and not saying that there are an abomination. I hear they're not clean. That's not originality of creation of these creatures.
So family musanvu ezensolezizo
bwenkulu. Seven families of animals which chew cards.
Family soka.
The first family.
A family
is the family of gods.
Family yachi.
Family of what?
Yembuzi.
Family of gods. You know gods, there are many types of gods. Gods follow the sheep. Including cows.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Cobb, and many others. Those move in light of God. Yes.
Family
of what?
Eyembuzi.
Of God. In clothing, sheep, cow,
buffalo,
cob, and many others. They move in that family. How come they don't show us that family? Now you study biology? You children. You dodged in schools. You are in the school of the Lord. And these ones cannot trouble you. Even the scriptures, you know them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even scriptures, you know them.
Family, yeah, Porgon, Porgon,
Proghorns,
Proghorns.
These ones have horns. Horns, branched horns. Okay. They have horns like branches. Including the antelopes. There are many, many families there.
Froghorns.
Animals with horns which are like branches. You of media, what happened today?
Internet.
All these come from foreheads of the lion, which are the four living creatures and the second is the rim above. And they are brought in the same foreheads, the wheels of the cherubims,
and
the first created heaven is the rim above, where they are gotten put on the golden altar of God. And the angel Raphael,
they
get beauty of these animals, bring them on the earth, put in wombs of their mothers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family,
the third family of animals with two cards, family of the giraffe. A gilaf. Yes. Family of what? The gilafs. There are many in that line. There are those they call northern gilafs.
Masai gilaf.
Masai gilaf.
Thousand gilaf.
Southern gilaf.
Okapi.
Okapi.
Sindala.
And many others. Okay. There are only those, but there are many others. All those they brought to Adam, he named them.
We say
the family of animals, those which chew cud. Is where the family of Gilaf.
Northern Gilaf.
Where is the northern Gilaf?
Southern
Gilaf.
Morimo
Masai Gilaf.
No Okapi.
And Okapi.
I said Okapi.
It's the a Gilaf. Type of Gilaf. But all these I've told you, the spirits of those creations, they are gotten from four heads of the lion, on the four living creatures in the second heaven. And they are brought in wombs of the mothers. First family of animals which chew cud. First family of animals which chew cud.
Family
of the moth.
Moth deer.
He says, animal. Deer. What's a deer in Luganda? Deer.
In
English, it may fail you. There are those called great deer mouth.
Great deer mouth.
And many others. We're not going to take time much there. All these, they are your brethren. Them
two
have their families as your own family.
Family.
Fifi family. Animals with chew cud.
Family of musk deer.
Family of the musk deer. Perhaps close mask. According to their nature, they hold a mask. All these Adam named them.
Where
there are water deers,
black
mask deers, and many others.
Family,
seek this family of animals which chew cud.
Family, a true deer.
The true deer.
These
are the originals. Those birth all the others. Where there are red deers and many others.
Family,
seventh family of angels with chew, of animals which chew cud. Seventh family of animals with chew cud.
Family
of the camel.
Hallelujah.
So families, they are like that. Of those animals with chew cud. As we've read of them. In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 2 to 3. Let's read it as we hear again. Leviticus chapter 11, verse
1.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, verse
2.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the animals which you shall eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Verse 3. Whatsoever parts the hoof and is cloven footed, and choose the cud among the animals, that shall you eat. Yes. Those with chew cud. But I've told you that all of them now we know. We eat them.
Yes.
There is no segregating among them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's been said that them to move in the seven families, those which chew cards.
Well,
now we saw Genesis 7, the verse 2. And he says this. Genesis chapter 7, verse 2.
Ti mubuli nsole nongofu twala musanvu musanvu ensajja n'enkazi yayo era ne munsole zitali nongofu biri ensajja n'enkazi yayo.
Of every clean beast you shall take to you by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female.
Izibera musanvu
musanvu. They are seven seven. Yes.
Alitwolekedde nsolo omusanvu.
Now we move to
family z'ensolo omusanvu.
Family of seven animals.
Ezitaza bwenkulu.
Those which do not chew cards. Yes.
Family z'ensolo omusanvu.
Family of animals, the seven. Seven families of animals.
Ezitaza bwenkulu.
Those which do not chew cards.
Bali zibayite ezitali nongofu.
Those which they call unclean.
Abemisiri.
Those of Egypt. Those who call them an abomination. But not God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
First family of animals which don't chew cart.
It was cat family.
It's called the cat family.
Cat family.
Cat family.
Family,
family of the cats. Cat.
Pussy.
Cat. The pussy cat, example.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In here
falls the pussy cat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have to testify the works of the Lord. You know, our children will reach.
So
they have not gone to schools of the world, they know much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first family of animals which do not chew cud.
Family of pussy.
Family of the pussy cat.
Cat family.
Cat family. Yes.
Omuri nyau.
Including the pussycat.
Omuri yengo.
The leopard.
Omuri emporogoma.
Including the lion.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Nenda la nyinji.
And the many others.
Family yokubiri ensolo ezitaza bwenkulu.
Second family of animals which don't chew cud. Family of the dog. The dog family. Yes.
Family yokubiriyenso lezitaza bwenkulu.
Second family of animals which don't chew cud.
Family yembwa.
The dog family.
Omuli echibe.
Including the fox.
Embwa za waka.
The domestic dogs.
Omulizi wolves.
Including wolves.
Bazite misege.
Wolves.
Mulimu embwa za munsiko.
There are wild dogs.
Mezuzi.
Them two are there.
Baza munsiko.
Wild dogs. They are very wild.
Nenda la nyinji.
And many others. As you see them there.
Family
the third family of animals which don't chew cud.
Family yenkima.
Family of the monkey.
Family yachi.
Family of what?
Yenkima.
The monkey family.
These eat
all sugar canes. Your potato.
Family yachi.
Family of what? The monkey family.
Omulizi baboon.
Including baboons.
Baboons.
The baboons.
This
which beats their chest like that. These usual monkeys, the chimpanzee, and the gorilla. Yes.
Family,
the first family. First family of animals which don't chew cards. First family of animals which don't chew cards.
Yetuita a rat family.
That's the rat family.
Family achi. Family mess.
The rat family.
A messes omunyumba ziguomo.
Rats, the domestic rats fall there.
House rats.
Okay. Those two, there are many. Because of time.
We can't
mention one by one.
Family, mukaga. Family,
the fifth family. Animals which don't chew cold.
Family embizi.
Family of the pig.
Family yachi.
Family of what?
Embizi.
The pig.
Allah Akbar.
Allah.
Baga musimanya gasta fulla.
They say that as I hear asta something.
Asta gafulla.
Asta gafulla. Wonder why God created it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family, yani?
Family of the pigs.
Pereges.
The pig. That's the family of animals of the anointing.
Even
Allah is afraid of them in the anointing. Those two, there are many. You've understood the pigs.
They're
even those of the forest. Those domestic.
They're
the hogs. Very many. Others do not know even the rest.
Family,
seek this family of animals we don't chew cards. Family of the elephants.
Family yachi.
Family of the what? The elephants.
African bush elephant.
African bush elephant.
African forest elephant.
African forest elephant.
Asian elephant.
Asian elephant. Many others. African bush elephant.
African forest elephant.
African forest elephant.
Asian elephants.
Asian elephants.
And
the rest.
Family,
seventh family of animals which don't chew cards.
Family,
family of the horse. Horse family. Sure.
Family,
the horse family.
Mugwazi os donkey zebra.
Where the horse, donkey, zebra.
Nendara.
And the rest.
Family,
seventh family of animals we don't chew cards.
Family,
the horse family.
Mori embarasi zinyini.
Where there are the horses.
Mori donkeys.
Where there are donkeys.
Mori zebra.
The zebras.
Nendara nyinji.
And many others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as we've come read, that all these 14 families of the animals The seven, and they chew hard. The seven do not chew hard. Their spirits come from four heads of the lion, which are on four living creatures, the second created heaven,
in
the realm above. To prove they have spirits,
not.
To prove that they have spirits, they teach. They can instruct. Yes. They teach and they can instruct. These notes, them, they are very important on these animals. One of the things we have moved now about them. Note. These animals have spirits. Because they teach. They can instruct. According to Job chapter 12, verse 7. Job chapter 12, verse
7.
But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach you, and the fowl of the air, and they shall tell you. Does not understand having no spirit. How can they teach? You know, Balaam had fallen mad and told him, you have beaten me 3 times. Let me teach you. Have I ever disobeyed you ever since I began to serve you?
Numbers chapter 22, verse
28.
Mukama na yasemia kama kendogoi, negamba bala munti, nkukoze chigwe, okunku emirundijine jonsatuli.
And the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and he said unto Balaam, what have I done unto you, that you have smitten me these 3 times? He says, smitten me 3 times. Me, I teach. These ones are already studying. And when you bath them, they begin to recount. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Skipping. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Verse 29. Numbers 22, verse
29.
And Balaam said unto the donkey, because you have mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would kill you. Verse 30.
Endogo inegamba Balaam unti, siri endogo iyo. Jeweba gala kubula mbobo na okutu saliru. Na lipi siza okukola buwentio. Na gamba atineda.
And the donkey said unto Balaam, am not I your donkey, upon which you have ridden ever since I became yours unto this day? Was I ever accustomed to do such unto you?
Hey.
And he said, nay.
Ya mugamba.
He said, I can clothe the body of a donkey. All on you rode me all the time. I knew that. Because I know one thing. I'll finish these works.
And
go back home, rest in heaven. As it's a spirit.
For
when you quote Romans chapter 8, verse 20-21. All these, when they finish work, they go back to rest in the glory of the sons of God. Romans 8, verse 20-21. Read it many times and you know it.
The
creations were put under subjection,
not
willingly, but by one who put them there in hope.
The
creations will come from the bondage go back to glory of the children of God. They finish mission, they go back. They have no blemish on them. The second note, all these creations of the animals, they were made for profiting unto man. In the food for strength, and in food for medicine, that we shall study which medicine is in these animals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second note, I have said this. All these animals, they were created to profit man. In food for strength, and in food for medicine, even for protection. They move in that line.
Food
for strength. Food for medicine. And for protection. Including dogs and the others. That's why I speak Romans 8 verse 26 saying this. Romans chapter
8
verse
26.
Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yes. They work together, they have a mission.
For
those who love God in the mankind. And they work
as
food to give strength. They say, go in the strength of food. Go in the strength of that source. Yes. You take the source of the chicken or the meat. For strength. As he told Prophet Elijah. In the Kings, as he said this. First Kings chapter 19 verse 7.
Malaika wa mukama najena te omurundi ogwokubiri namukomako nayogera nti golokoka olye kubanga olugendo lukuyinza obunene.
And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.
Verse 8.
And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Yes. They are there to profit man. Strength.
Food
for strength. Food for medicine. And for protection. And there is a way we can mix up this food. And they work for us very well. More than today when they don't know how to mix them. Those are some of what we shall keep knowing. The third note. They are there for interceding. For the manifestation of the children of God. They are there to intercede towards God. For manifestation of children of God. Yes.
We
write the scriptures, we read them. Romans chapter
8,
verse 18 to 22. They are interceding. And as I speak of now, and they have reached to get weary. The third note we've said, they are there to intercede towards God.
For
manifestation of children of God from the mankind. As Romans 8, verse 18 up to 22. And right now they are wearing in our generations, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4 up to verse 8. The last, the third note, the fourth note. As we saw the reason why, family of the stars, the sun, and the moon, their spirits come from head of the lion. For the way the lion's eyes shine, just as the stars. Even the 14 families of animals, their spirits are gotten from head of the lion, because the lion is the king of the jungle, king of the animals. We say the fourth note. As we saw seven families of the stars, the sun and the moon,
their
spirits are gotten from foreheads of the lion,
for
the shining of the eyes of the lion.
Even
these 14 families of animals, they come from foreheads of the lion, those on four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, the rim above, because the lion, the king of the jungle, king of all animals. Yes. King of what? Proverbs 30 verse 30. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 30.
Emporogome singe soluzona amanyi. Tote waligese gulira yonna.
A lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away from any. That is the king of the jungle. It's not mistaken. Be that in the foreheads of the lion, on the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation, it's the rim above. Out of come spirits given bodies in the animals,
in
the 14 families of animals. Seven families of animals which choke out. Seven families of animals which do not choke
out.
Those are ones in the summary concerning four heads of the lion, which are the four living creatures, the second heaven at creation. Where come seven families of the star, the sun, and the moon, and 14 families of the animals. May God bless you. Come ready, prepare tomorrow. We move on with 14 families of the birds. The 14 families of the insects
which
come from four heads of the eagle, those on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation, the rim above. May God love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.